Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jodeci Maldonado, and you're on yet another wonderful night of Late Night Owls Late Night Podcast. So this episode is a little more historical than I have to say other episodes have been. Just because this essay is more along the lines of history, and particularly the history of the LGBTQ community. And, well, I won't say too much about it. I'll just get right into it. Here we go. February 28th, 1950 is the day that the dam broke. 67 Reimer and Brown. For the homosexual, then known as the homophile community, the Red Scare was red hot and a new scare was on the horizon. Then Senator Joseph McCarthy was said to have a list of 205 names of communists that were lurking in the State Department and needed to be weeded out. To McCarthy, homosexuality was a disorder that brought someone over to being communist. It has been said that he gave the Red Scare a touch of lavender. In the year 1950, there were 91 cases of those who were homosexual or suspected to be being withdrawn from government jobs. In the 2 years that followed, 200 would meet the same fate. These individuals had been deemed security risks and were thus removed from their posts. Never before had the United States been so concerned with homosexuality. The heterosexual majority was not always fond of their homosexual counterparts, even going as far as to call them sexual deviants, but they were willing to put up with some of the behavior they deemed to be deviant, but not after this roundup of the falsely accused. There was never any proof that anyone that was removed had been linked to any kind of security breach or risk of any kind, but the argument was that homosexuals could be blackmailed, and like it is stated in the book We Are Everywhere, this argument was circular because those who were homosexual couldn't only be blackmailed because they were in the closet in the first place. This is as the heading of LavenderScare.com said, it is the untold witch hunt that occurred in the United States. This blows the idea that the LGBTQIA movement is a current political issue out of the water, but rather a movement going back decades where queens and fairies alike took to the streets and to the stage to claim a space, some could say the first acknowledged space for LGBTQIA people. These were the old methods of protest. The new methods of protest were the ones used by those clad in flowers and armed with bouquets that went to jail to request the release of their sisters after a raid at a gay bar in 1968. This march of the floral-dressed men and women was led by Lee Glaze. The fight for rights for members of the LGBTQIA community is far from over, as just as it was back then. The military is still weeding out members of our community, the members of the transgender community, and prohibiting them from serving. Okay, so there's that essay, and as you can see, it's kind of more historical and about the Lavender Scare, which happened, as the essay says, around the time that the Red Scare was going on. And the book that I referenced is called We Are Everywhere by Reimer Matthews and Brown Layton, which was published by 10 Speed Press in 2019 in print. And the other information I was citing is The Lavender Scare, J. Store by Willis Matthews, and the LavenderScare.com is the website that talks specifically about this event. Just for a little background for all of you. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that gives you a little taste of history and shows you that this is not a new movement, but in fact, this goes back a long, long, long time. And that it is still very relevant and very important today. So with that, stay lovely. That's all, people. Good night.